Six pack of Mechayis, 12th Mishnah. Eilo shein shechtum aleim lo b'mikdash lo b'medina. These are things which you can't be shechet, not in the mikdash, because it's not really for being a korban, but it's not a full-fledged mum, and therefore you cannot treat it as a bal mum to shecht the bechor. Chav revol v'mayim she'enem kavum. These are certain eye conditions. That's some type of liquids are coming out of the eyes, and if it's not kavua, we learned earlier in the perek what is considered kavua. If it's not kavua, it's not permanent. Then once again, as long as it has this condition, you should not bring it as a kolbon, but it's not a mum. Chit of a pnimim is inner teeth. We learned before that a kosher animal has outside teeth, and then further back in its mouth and its jaw has the inner teeth. These teeth should nivgamu if part of it was damaged and missing. Have a loy neck, but they weren't totally uprooted. Should not be brought as a korban, but it's not a mum. Or bal gerev has some type of blister on it. And bal yabelis has some type, also type of wart. Or bal chazozis, another type of the above growth on its skin. Azokin v'choyle v'amezuhin, and a behemoth which is old. Old means that it's already shaking because of its age, and a choyla, sick, mezum, it has a foul smell, should not be brought as a korban. V'shenevda ba'aveira, that it had marital relations with a human being. Shemes adam al pi echad al pi bailim, it killed somebody without two witnesses. Tumtim v'adroginis, and a tumtum and an adrogin. Tumtum means it's not clear what gender it is, male or female. Androgynous, it has organs of both male and female. All these things, according to this Tana, are not a mum, but you cannot shech them as a korban. Lo b'mikdash, lo b'medina. Shmuel Leima, ein mum gadol mizeh. If it's an androgynous, it has both male and female organs, that's the greatest mum possible. And the melech will be a bechor, you will be able to eat it outside of the base of mikdash. Chacham amrim, ain't a bechor, ela nigzav v'neva. Chacham say even more than that, it's not a bechor at all, and therefore it has no kedusha. That's the halacha, that androgynous is not considered a male in respect to bechorim.